Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight for the plumbing course. This is what we're doing today. Sentient Potato has already sent a super chat. He says, has Mama JF considered doing her own show to de-radicalize feminists? Just watched the AMA from a few days ago, and she seems pretty based. Could call it Mama Knows Best or something. I don't know, just spitballing. Yeah, I think it would be great. I don't know if Mama JF will have the time to do so, but it seems like it would be a nice contribution to the public space. I couldn't let her do that when we were monetized on YouTube, but at this point, Mama JF would have, because they actually demonetized our channel one day on the claim that Mama JF's channel was violating the YouTube rules, and so it was very touchy back then. But now that we're doing only on Super Chats and on Odyssey, there wouldn't be any consequence if Mama JF was to say something crazy. So I guess it's a matter of her and whether she has the time and the will to do a show. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Today I will be teaching you everything I've learned in the last few weeks about plumbing, and at this point I master pretty much everything there is to know that I will ever need. I still don't know how to solder a copper pipe, but I don't care because there's the PEX technology, and this is your best friend if you want to do your own plumbing. Basically everything is doable with this. PEX is a plastic, polyethylene plastic that is super resistant, that is perfect to carry water. It's been used in Europe since the 80s, and it's being used increasingly in North America. And it has this wonderful ring, which you put at the end like this. And then you come with a pincer like this. And you squeeze the ring until it creates a watertight connection, and it's always perfect. I've never had a case where I squeeze and somehow it doesn't work. So you get connections all the way you want. You can combine PEX with little adapters like this, a Y plug. So you put all you have to do to connect a PEX pipe is to insert it and squeeze the ring, and that gives you two line, and you can have as many line as you want. You can bring water to as many place as you want, in your home, in your greenhouse, in your garden. There's no limit to the number of Y plugs you can use. I will be showing you all of the little details here. I have a valve, so if you turn the valve like this, it circulates. If you turn like this, it doesn't circulate. So it allows you to protect parts of your network if you're scared that there might be an accident, or if you're not sure, if it's your first time plumbing. You can put a lot of valves, and it keeps you from having to shut down the entire network if something goes wrong. Firestarter says, no plumber tape, JF, no glue. Well, as far as the PEX world is concerned, you don't need this. But here's one of the things that I've learned, and I wish someone had told me this when I was 5 years old. Because you have these kinds of fittings, okay? So this is a 3/8 to 1/2. So it goes from a 1/2 opening to a 3/8. And then I had these adapters. This goes from a 1/2 to a PEX tube. So what's the difference between PEX and threaded? That's the first thing you need to learn. PEX is just three lines or four lines. Clack, clack, clack. Threaded is like threaded so that you can screw it in something. But one thing I've never been told, and which I had to learn the hard way, is a threaded fitting like this. You can screw it in. And then you would continue with something like this to add some force to it. So suppose I was screwing it to the maximum, it will still leak. Threaded fittings are not watertight. This is the one thing you have to learn first. So the PEX world is watertight by the ring that you squeeze, but the fitting world and the world of threaded fittings is not watertight. So you cannot just screw it in. It will always just shoot water in all directions. And I was like, what am I doing wrong? As it turns out, what you need is, well, some people would use plumber tape, but plumber tape is archaic compared to this pipe compound. By the way, this is made of the same thing as plumber tape. It's PTFE, so it's Teflon. What you do, and this is basically plumber's tape in a paste. So this is what it looks like. You cover the male fitting with this. You cover it generously. There is no too much, although you don't need much. You just need to cover all of the threaded fitting. Now, once it's all covered, you squeeze it in, and then you give it a force with this kind of tool. And the combination of the force with which you squeeze and the Teflon will make a watertight connection. So that's the first thing. When you connect fittings, so what's the function of these fittings? If you're going to be in a house that is all PEX, why would you need fittings? Well, sometimes the PEX, the world of PEX doesn't have what it takes in terms of fitting from one size to the other. They don't have all the reducers, depending on the hardware store where you buy it. Or sometimes your old system will need threaded connectors. And also, most machines, most pumps, tanks, they are all threaded connectors. So inevitably, you're going to need to transfer from the threaded world to the PEX world. You're going to need what we call an adapter. And the compound only goes on the threaded part. PEX doesn't need PEX doesn't need Teflon. So I want to show you what I've accomplished and what I seek to accomplish with my plumbing activities. And then we're going to talk about how do you connect to a copper system that's already existing that you may not have set up yourself. You buy a house. What do you do to connect your PEX world to to the world of copper? But just to show you, two things that I've made with my plumbing activities recently. First, I've plumbed the herb garden. So we have a big box that I've made for farming herbs, and I wanted it to be automatically watered. I also had a problem inside the house, which is when I do the semis, when I start cultivating the seeds to semi, at the beginning of the summer or during the spring, I spend a lot of time watering, and I have to go get a pot of water, bring it back, and all of the plants I have is basically 6 trips. And every time I have to stop Mama JF doing the dishes, and I have to be like, I need some water. And because the only sink that's deep enough is the kitchen sink, I was interrupting her. So I wanted a water gun that has access to water at all times. So I wanted to do the plumbing up to my semis farm so that I would have a water gun that would shoot water on demand. So here it is, and you'll see it functioning right here. Let me play the video. So first I wanted it to be long. So I've used a cover of plastic. Then I've used vinyl tubing. The vinyl tubing goes in here. It connects here to a Yuho push button valve. So when you push that button, water starts flowing according to pressure. It's then connected to an adapter, further vinyl tubing that comes out of the sword, if you will, the plastic sword at the end here. So let me show you how it works. Is that electrical tape? Yes, it's electrical tape, but it's merely for holding my gun together. And I may not need it, I may remove it, but I've put it there to hold it while I was gluing the different components. but it has nothing to do with the plumbing. Okay, the plumbing is independent and it's not electric tape based. So I have my beans here growing. They're doing very well under the root farm. So I'm going to be watering them very soon. Here I have Swiss chard, some corn growing. Here I have some beets, some tomatoes, some peppers. And here I have a huckleberry tree. And I have spices and herbs. So that's the incoming line. So what do we have here? We have a PEX 1/2 inch tubing. The PEX 1/2 inch tubing is connected to a valve, and it's connected with a little PEX ring here. That's just a holder to hold it in place on the wall. Then you have a ring that holds further PEX tubing. So why did I put a valve there? It's because I want to be able to stop the flow of water if there's an accident, or if my water gun doesn't work, or if it leaks. I want to have an option to stop a flooding from happening. And then further PEX tubing all held up against the wall. So I open the valve. This puts the pressure into the water gun. And when I push the button on the water gun, it sprays some water. Now, one of the advantages of vinyl tubing, so we can talk tonight about different types of tubing. That's vinyl tubing. It's transparent. You can see inside. It's food grade. One of the advantages is that you can fold it. So because my water gun initially was shooting way too much water at way too high pressure, I mean, it was splashing my plants. So what I did is a part of my plumbing, I did it like this. And I've put a little ring here just to hold it like this, and it slows down the flow of water. And depending on how much you bend it, you can control the amount of pressure that passes. That being said, vinyl tubing is not what I would do your whole house with. It's really something that you use at the end of your line when you need to go to smaller tubing. You know, at the hardware store, they might not have a 1/4 inch like this. They might not have it in anything else than vinyl. So vinyl is perfect for small tubing, flexible, very workable, and importantly, bendable. For the whole house, then you have, of course, the PEX tubing. The PEX tubing is the best. It's super solid. I cannot fold it. Very solid. Then you have copper tubing. I wouldn't touch copper tubing other than if it's already existing and you connect your PEX system to it. Everything, I wouldn't learn soldering. It's not worth it today with PEX being so available and much less costly. So let's keep watching the video to see the details of the working here. So yeah, I'm just pressing the button and it's sending water. The efficiency I've gained with this is amazing. Compared to the bottles, which would take me 10 minutes to water, I think I'm watering in 1 or 2 minutes maximum. It's much more pleasant, much more easy for the arm because you don't have to go around each plant, especially when the plants get big. You have to go around each of them to get your bottle. Here I have a sword, which can bring the tube wherever I need it to be. So, plooch, plooch, plooch. All right. So here's how it works. It's a push button valve. You've seen the button right here. So the vinyl tubing is tied up to the valve itself with an adapter. So it's an adapter that goes from the push button valve to 1/4 tubing. And whenever you push that button, the flow passes. So that's $20 on Amazon, $20 Canadian. It's a Yuho brass push button valve. (Clears throat) And here, that's how it waters. So I've watered my whole setup within a minute. It was beautiful. Silver Spider says, Jeff, you can also set up a tube above and poke small holes in it for a showering effect. Yeah, I could do this, but inside, I want to keep the place clean. I don't want humidity to spread around, especially since I have four different stages of root farms with LED lights. I don't want this place to become uncontrollably humid. And so I've decided to have a cleaner manual delivery like this. Now, here's another thing I'm working on to give you the idea of what's the end goal of my plumbing. So automated watering of the garden and greenhouse. So I have a robot here. This is a J-Flow motorized ball valve. And it has the property, if you set up properly and if you make the connections electrically properly, what it does is when it's plugged in, it opens. And when you unplug it or you turn off the power, it closes. The reason it succeeds at closing, even if it has no more power, is that it makes a reserve of power in a capacitor. So it stacks electricity, and when it detects that it doesn't have electricity anymore, the motorized ball valve goes the other way and closes the tubing. If you combine this apparatus with this, which is a smart control electrical plug, you can, by Wi-Fi or by phone activation with an app on your phone, you can schedule any watering schedule that you want. So let me show you the working here as I plug the motorized ball valve. So right now it's unplugged. Well, it's plugged, but I've shut down the electricity with the button. And if you look inside, open, close. And that's according to whether it has power or not. It's not a solenoid valve. So what's the difference between a solenoid valve and this? The solenoid valve is a magnetic puller, but if you want to keep it open, you have to invest energy, unless it's a latching solenoid valve. But if it's a regular solenoid valve, the problem is, suppose I want to have a schedule that waters 2 hours per day. That would be 2 hours of holding a magnetic element that's consuming electricity. And if electricity cost is not a problem, at least the heat that it produces is a problem. Because these people who use solenoid valve, they end up finding that, oh, I watered for 4 hours and it got too hot and it melted. So there's a problem with solenoid valve in the fact that you have to invest constant injection of energy for it to work. The motorized ball valve detects its own position, and it doesn't apply a force that it doesn't need to. So it only applies a force when it opens and when it closes. So much less electrical consumption and robotized control. That's the future. One moment. So, and thanks to the capacitor, if you ever have a problem like electricity goes off, it still turns off. It doesn't stay stuck in the open position precisely because it accumulates electricity. And there it is. So that's how I received it, except that I've added two things. As you can see, there's my pipe compound here around it on the threaded part, and it leads to a PEX on this side and a PEX on this side. So what I've added to it in the way I received it is a PEX adapter, something that passes from threaded to PEX. So this allows me in my system, I will be able to connect this motorized ball valve to any line that I want to control. So the only changes I've done for now is to add these two adapters. And I don't know if you'll be able to look inside, but right now it's closed. So you're going to see a kind of screw looking thing, but it's not a screw. It's actually just a reflection of the tunnel of brass in which it is located. It's a optical illusion. It's truly a perfect ball, what's in front of it. So this ball can rotate 90 degrees and let water pass. Thomas Howard says a much less advanced knowledge of plumbing is all that would be necessary to set up a pump setup for an aquaponic system. Yeah, sure. I'm interested in doing more than what the usual plumber could do or would do for a price. I'm interested in facilitating my life and gaining productivity. So yes, it's a little out there, but it's very important if you have a garden. So if you ever do work with the J-Flow ball valve, its price is about $100 Canadian, $80 USD. Just know that it has 5 wires, red, black, green, yellow, and white. The green and yellow are signals. You don't have to connect them. They are just informing you about whether the ball is closed or opened. So you take the green and yellow, you tape them away, you don't need them. If you do like me, which is I've taken an exterior extension, I've cut it, and I've pulled the wires from it. Keep in mind that the ground on the J-Flow valve is white, and the ground on an electrical cord is normally green. So you have to plug the green of the electrical cord to the white of this valve. Then you plug black to black, and then you plug red to white. And you'll get the right effect in terms of connecting your negative and positive. Firestarter says, oof, $100, I'll just manually water. Bro, last summer I realized that watering is quite the task. It's a lot of time, it's a lot of effort, and I think it's a great investment. It's totally worth it as far as I'm concerned. In fact, I'll buy 5 or 6 of those. When I'm done experimenting with this one, it's simply worth it. If you can save hours every week and it's for the rest of your life, it's definitely worth it. David Smith says, building a failure-proof aquaponic system is fairly difficult as far as plumbing goes. Pineapple Platypotamus says, you know what would be worse than the apocalypse? Is an apocalypse where no one listened to JF. That's pretty much what we're headed for. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, if you like the knowledge that I'm transmitting to you today, support the show using Super Chats. Odyssey is my favorite platform for Super Chats. Just use the dollar button under the chat. Or if you'd like, as an alternative, you can go to Entropy. The link is right below the video. Entropy is a platform where you can send free questions as well as Super Chats. All right, so let's say that you have... I don't know. You have a line of water that goes to your toilet or to your sink. It's in copper. It breaks for some reason, or you want to change the sink. You'll have to... What will you have to do in terms of preparing for a PEX connection? The first thing is you disconnect the pump. You empty the pressure by opening taps in your house. Once there's no more pressure, there's no more water flowing, you'll have to make a cut in your copper tube system. And you can use any saw. This saw is just a basic saw, and it does metal. So any saw that says that it can cut metal, generally it will be fine to cut a copper tube. You want to be careful as you cut it that it's... that it stays tracked. And if you want to be very clean about it, you have specialized tools for cutting a copper tube super straight. Now, once the copper tube is removed, this is a tool that I don't have, but I've seen it at work, and it does a just perfect circular cut. Now, once your copper tube is cut, you remove all of the things that you want to replace. And you're going to need to move from the copper system into the PEX system. And the best way to do this is push fit fittings. Push fit fittings are magical. I don't believe this. I've tried it. I've seen it work in front of me. It's unbelievable. There is no screwing, no nothing, no pipe compound. This piece can connect to a copper tube and the other part can connect to a hex tube without rings, without squeezing, without nothing. So the way it works is there's a little kind of vinyl tubing inside. This goes inside your pipe. And then the thing around is made so that it has grips and it's going to grip to your copper tube. So this is wonderful. And wonderfully, the very same technology is just as good for copper tube and PEX tube. It doesn't matter which side you choose. They both fit both types of tubes. So this cost about $10. So no problem. And the way it works is, let's say you have a copper tube coming vertically. And not all of them are 90 degrees like this. Some of them are straight, but the only one I had left was a 90 degree one. So you're going to mark the copper tube. In my case, it's a 1/2 inch tube. So we would mark at 1 inch. You put it in the copper tube and you twist and you push and you twist and you push down until it's 1 inch deep. And there you go, you have a fully isolated, I don't know exactly how that works, I'm fascinated by it, but you have a fully isolated connection. And not only this, you can't pull it out, it really grips the tube. So once you chop the copper tube, you've installed your push fit fitting, and from that push fit fitting, you can fit in a X tube. I will not push it in because it's going to stay stuck, but you just push it in while rotating a little bit, and wonderfully, you are now in PEX world. Now, once you're in PEX world, you can have arbitrarily long PEX pipes. You can curve them. They are malleable. You can have a PEX cutting tool. This allows you to cut the PEX, so you can shorter them at any size. There you go. So that's nothing else than just it's a blade. You know, you wouldn't need this, but it's a luxury if you want to do it cleanly. And look at the cleanliness of the chop here. It's fascinating. So then you could double your line using a Y. But each of these Y will require this little ring here. So you would have your ring, you double the line, then you get to the target. And the target may be a threaded fitting, in which case you will need a thread to PEX adapter. Or it may be already PEX ready. And this is an example of a PEX ready device. So that's just a hose for the exterior. So you have a hose here, it passes through the wall, and inside your home, look at this, it's already PEX ready. So if it's PEX ready, what do we need? Simply a little ring, which I lost. I don't know where it is, but the PEX tubing will fit just right on it. You tighten the ring here and you got everything you need. So sometimes the devices are PEX ready. You can check out in your hardware store, you can check out the PEX category of the plumbing place, and you'll see if what you want is available in PEX. But it doesn't have to be. If it's not, what you do is threaded connector. You come with your PEX here. And as far as the threaded connector, it will need some pipe compound, and you screw it wherever is your target. Guy from V says, the tighter the hole, the air tighter the seal. Yes, and these things, amazingly, without much human force applied to them, there's a mechanism inside that that grips and that doesn't give up. It's amazing. Those are some of the most fascinating tools I've ever seen. Ep Didden says, there is a tool that releases the gripping and allows you to remove the PEX pipe. Oh yeah, exactly. So there's a tool that will undo the push fit fitting. There's also a tool that will split the PEX ring here. So this is the Sherlock, I believe that's how they call it. It's a form of ring that's super easy to use. The key to this Sherlock is that it has a little top here, and that little top goes perfectly inside this tool right here. So you take it like this, and as it squeezes it, it will reduce the diameter of the ring until it crushes my finger. As you pinch this to the maximum, and note that this tool is configured so that its maximum close is not zero. It's a very important feature that there's kind of a millimeter space here, about a millimeter. And if I squeeze further, it doesn't go further. That's important because one of the things that can go wrong with these rings is that you squeeze them too much. That's why you don't want to squeeze them with anything else than the official tool. So it's worth buying the tool. It will tell you exactly where to stop, and it won't allow you to go further than what you need. There's also a verification device that I didn't buy, but you can verify that the diameter has been crushed just at the right diameter. For me, it's not worth it to verify because it's always been working. Another note on these tools is that they can get decalibrated. So eventually you might reach a point where you squeeze and it doesn't leave open the millimeter space here. It totally closes. When you reach that point, there are settings that you can play with here on the different screws, and it allows you to reset it to its factory purpose and reset it to a point where it doesn't crush your rings. When closing a PEX to PEX connection like this, you have another option of ring, and it's these crimp rings. They require a different tool, but they work the same, which is that they compress here. And by the way, you don't want to squeeze it here. You don't want to put it close to the fitting. You want to put it exactly where the lines are for the PEX. So you give it a little space here. That's the best place to get a tight seal. I don't have the tool to squeeze those crimp rings, but they are another option. Personally, I've been enjoying so much the crimp rings of that sort, I've not even given a thought at using those, although I think they are simpler and perhaps less costly on the volume, but it really doesn't matter. Guy from V says, torque wrench for your poop and pee. Guy from V says, trip wires or do plumbing. All right, yes, those are very good appeals. So what else do you need? Oh yeah, I've brought another tool that you may need, simply a lime. So when you want to connect a copper tube to a push fit fitting, you really want the copper tube to be perfectly circular. So if while you are cutting it with a saw or with another tool, if some imperfections have been showing up, just give it a little shot of this tool and soften the border, because if the border are not soft, you may not get a perfect seal here. By the way, the tools I'm showing you, for example, this push fit fitting, they also exist in plastic. That's the same push fit fitting, but in plastic. I prefer those for inside the house. However, if you do have a circumstance where you need outside of the house, and maybe it will be exposed to the weather, maybe you don't want something that could be corrupted with time or with weather, plastic sometimes is a solution to to go for. Silver Spider says, JF, have you experienced a repeating knocking noise known as hammering on any of your pipes after doing this? Something to watch out for when adding to a plumbing system. I mean, like any houses, when you open a tap or when you have an extreme pressure drop, you can hear some amount of noise, but it's really nothing grave. Personally, I've been fixing all of the PEX piping using this, so it's made perfectly for the diameter of PEX, and it's very easy to nail into a wall or to nail onto lumber of all kinds. I've not had any major problem with this. Another tool you might need, as I was needing when I was, for example, I brought a PEX line to this right here, and I've added pass into the ground, so you can see it coming out from under my grass here, coming inside my res bed and going to this little tap, and here's the water flowing from the tap. For this, I wanted it to come out of my house at the concrete level, at the foundation level. So I needed a hole that passes the hex pipe in the cement and the concrete. So you're going to need something like this, a drill bit for masonry, and you make it just the right size so that it covers the full PEX diameter. And that is just perfect. You can totally drill a hole that big in your foundation without compromising the structure. You can drill holes like this every foot, and it shouldn't have a dramatic effect on your foundation. So, that is it for the review of the tools I wanted to show. In general, so what you have to retain is the fundamental distinction between threaded and PEX connectors, the importance of the rings, the importance of squeezing the rings properly. One tool I haven't shown is this kind of thing, which you should be familiar with. This is not something I want on the main lines in the house, but when you get to very small vinyl tubing, like my water gun, this is very practical. It's not something that is super strong. Compared to the PEX ring, I find it less stable, personally. And I've seen it leak at times. But for a small tube with small pressures in it, it's absolutely fine, and it's going to work. And especially the vinyl tubing. It's not like PEX, which has a major resistance to it. The vinyl tubing is super soft and will fold and seal as you require it. So keep in mind the distinction between threaded and pipe. Keep in mind, put a lot of valves in your system. A valve allows you to stop the problems if a problem ever happens. And it allows you to go with uncertainty in your plumbing jobs. It also allows you to continue a line of plumbing while the rest of the house isn't affected. So you don't, if you have a valve at the beginning of your work, you don't have to shut down the whole pump and house, and your wife will appreciate and your children will appreciate being able to continue conducting their everyday business without being disrupted. And of course, one of the important ingredients we've talked about, pipe compound on any threaded connectors, is important. Now, most of the time, the threaded connectors will come when you have a device that you come out with. Just like my device right here, it had threaded connectors. That's where you need the pipe compound, and that's where you need the adapter that gets to the PEX world. I wanted to show you some of the parts we've talked about in images. So the crimping tool right there, PEX chinch crimp tool, available everywhere in all hardware store, and that's the tool that I don't have for the ring ones. So those are the Sherlock types, and those are the ring ones. two different tools for accomplishing the same purpose. So that's how a ring looks like, but I prefer those personally because I've been having success with them. The PEX tubing comes in different sizes and different colors. The colors don't mean anything. You have blue, red, white, and gray. It's just for a signification. For you put the red one if you want hot water, but it doesn't have it doesn't have any property that handles hot water better. It's just for the visuals. So it helps you figure out where the connections come from. That is vinyl tubing with the advantage of squeezability, transparency, and available in more sizes, typically at your hardware store. That is copper tubing. We've talked about it, the importance of chopping your copper tubing cleanly at the end. Very important for the push fit. Shell Burn sends a super chat. He says, hi to Mama JF. Thank you, Shell Burn. Thank you for supporting the show. Thomas Howard says, a man becomes more manlier as he builds up his box of tools, one of the most significant tangible factors that separates us from the animals. Absolutely. You have the impression when you accumulate all these tools, and it's not so much. It all holds up onto my studio table here, and it's very small when you think about it. Thanks to all of this, I can do plumbing for the rest of my life. It's quite impressive. And you do have the impression when you buy these tools that you are unlocking potential, and it's true, you are. One of the reasons it's good and you should be interested in plumbing is that plumbers are becoming rarer and rarer. It's hard to get their services if you're in a distant place that happens to have a shortage of plumbers. And it's very long for them to get to your place. Unless you tell them that you have a flooding and that your life is at risk or something like this, sometimes they can take months. And so if you want to be serious about survival, sure, it's one thing to grow your own food and have reserves and everything, but you also need a reserve of skills. And the skill of plumbing, I'm so thankful to have developed this because it always goes bad at some point. There's always something to do. And most importantly, you deploy a kind of liberty that you didn't have, because I wouldn't have had called the plumber with a $1,000 bill just to water my garden. But if I'm the plumber, I'm going to do it, because the bill will be like maybe $400, $500. But I'm going to have much more options with this than whatever a plumber could have done, because the plumber doesn't know my lifestyle. The plumber wouldn't have made me a watering sword. So that's the kind of thing you can do when you have this knowledge available. Suddenly things don't become extremely costly. They become extremely affordable. By the way, PEX cost $50 Canadian, about $40 USD for 100 feet. And so I can go from my house to the greenhouse many times with a pipe like this. And so it's really doable. It's affordable. Mama JF is here. Mama JF has received a lot of super chats tonight.
Yeah, why?
There is a Mama JF movement going on.
What? Do you have so proud of you?
Yes.
Yes.
You've been not seeing me work, but you've been seeing me go down in the basement and do it. And sometimes you've seen the results, like my watering sword. It seems yes. that you liked it.
Wow, it's so cool. But the most cool is that thing on there. The little water on
the motorized ball valve?
On the raised bed.
On the raised bed. Oh, yeah, that's beautiful because you see the water flow out of it. Yes. It's absolutely beautiful. Yes. And eventually, this is the line that will be equipped with my motorized ball valve. So we'll be seeing the water turn on at a distance.
Yeah, you won't even need to move anymore. You can just go on your phone.
Yes.
And grow vegetables.
I'll be a farmer on a couch. Couch farming.
Yes. And you see, I fucking knew it. Cause Mila, every one of my boyfriend has like a fractal representant, like in the metaphysic space.
Okay.
And like, GF for me has always been Mario, Super Mario.
That's true. Before I got interested in plumbing, Mama GF told me, "You're Mario." I didn't understand why she was telling me this until I felt the crimping tool in my hand.
Yes, I knew it.
I am Mario.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I'm so proud of you, dear.
Yes, thank you. I'm very proud also. And this opens so many possibilities because last year I realized that at that point, my productivity was capped in terms of farming by watering. Literally, I was stopping to plant more plants because I had to water the ones I had already planted. And so please understand, people see, and Mama JF kind of makes a jokes about it, presenting this as being lazy farming. Please understand, ultimately, any second you spent watering is a second that you could have invested in planting more plants and producing more vegetables. And this is what I'm headed for. And last year, I realized I tried going more relaxed on the watering. I tried trusting nature and using the rainwater. And I found out that there was a couple of days where there was no water. There was a couple of days that truly needed a watering. And yet I was too busy in my life and was saying, okay, maybe I can skip and hope that there's some rain tomorrow. But what I realized is if I had it on my phone that I just started the watering, the plants would have done much better. So yes, the first year I explored full watering. And that was very time consuming, but it was extremely productive. The second year of farming, I tried almost no watering, trusting the rainwater, and then I realized, okay, we're dropping on the productivity by plant. This year, I'm back to first year. I'm going to be full watering, but I'm going to be doing it automatically, so there will be no cost in time. Thomas O'Ward says, back to basics. Good to see JF branching out from internet streaming. Truly a profession designed for good times. Ariel Soares says, will you grow a bigger... I'm not moving away from streaming. I'm just talking about different subjects in my streaming. All right, PEX cutting tool that I have shown live, and you can see it in operation here. An X-Acto or any kind of blade would work, but this is just absolute comfort if you want to feel the sensation. So I've shown you a push fitting that was 90 degrees. Generally, this is what you'll want to use, a straight coupling push fitting. This will allow you to convert seamlessly from a copper pipe coming in to a PEX pipe coming out, no problem. Those are fittings. One thing to say about the color of the fittings. Some of them are brass like this, and generally they will be approved for water use, for drinking water. You have to be careful about those gray fittings. They are iron fittings. Sometimes they are not drinkable, water approved. It's not super dramatic, but the problem is they can contain lead, and it can be above the recommended standard of 0.25%. And people have been getting a lot of cancer, especially, you know, in maple syrup production, where you have super long lines of pipes, and some of them were in lead, and so you have to be careful. In the modern standard, we go lead-free because some of the lead gets into your stomach, gives cancer. Generally, one moment. Generally, the brass fittings will be written lead-free on them. And the iron fittings, some of them will be lead-free and some of them will be will be with some lead, and then they will say not good for potable water. But those are still very good fittings if you're making a line for transferring heating oil or gas of all kinds. Defined says, is JF coughing because of an excess of radon in the house? Certainly not, because I have my live graph of radon in the house and it's been close to zero for months. And I can look at the graph and there's not a single peak where it went above standards. There's really not a radon problem in my house. So thanks for caring, but I have a track. I have a tracker here, the AirThings, and it tracks six different measures in the house: volatile compounds, CO2, radon, humidity, temperature, and other things. So yes, as Guy from V says, it's AIDS. It's not the radon; it's the AIDS. So one other note is about the diameter of the pipes. There's no shame in having a whole house on 1/2 inch diameter, which is 1/2 inch is generally the final connector, and this will generally connect to any device like a sink, a shower head, that kind of stuff. They all work on 1/2 inch. However, the general the general philosophy is, if you're going to have a part of your house that is higher diameter than this, it's the main line. So, for example, I have a slightly larger diameter. I think it's a 3/4 inch, three quarter inch, between the water pump and the tank. And that's because since all of the flow passes there, you want a biggest flow for the pipes that will lead to many different outlets. And as far as the different outlets that you feed, it doesn't matter if you feed them with 1/2 inch. The advantage of the bigger tubes is a little more flow, a little less resistance, so reduce noise, and the higher flow will allow various different devices that are all connected over the 1/2 inch. They will allow to feed from the same pipe and to cause less noise and less resistance on the side of the walls of the pipe. The bigger you have a tube, the more flow and the less resistance and noise you get. So sometimes the main line will be at a higher diameter. Generally, when you get out of the pump, it will be something like a 1 inch. It will be a big diameter, but they will put an adapter right away that reduces it to 3/4, 1/2. And outside of the tank, generally, you'll see 1/2 very often in the whole house, and it's totally fine. It's not a major, you don't bring much more water with a bigger pipe. That's the thing. You just lose a little less resistance and you make it less noisy. Because apparently, especially in the places where you have a contraction from a big pipe to a small pipe, you have more friction on the walls of the pipe, and this is what can cause the noise or the shock, the physical shock, where you hear the pipes shaking. But other than this, 1/2 everywhere is totally fine. Here's a type of adapter you don't want on your main lines, but it's been extremely useful for me on end lines. So for example, my water source uses this. The feed that goes to my refrigerator ice making machine uses this. So you'll notice this is not PEX, because it's not three straight lines. It's really V-shaped lines here. So that's what we call an adapter. And it adapts from the threading world. So you will screw this in some thread that comes from somewhere, or you will have an inverted adapter on the other side, and you'll go from tube to thread to thread to tube. At times they can be both adapters and reducers, so it can take a large diameter pipe and reduce the diameter to a smaller diameter pipe. So that's practical if you want to go to a small vinyl tubing outlet to reduce the pressure to get less flow. And basically, You have your pipe compound on the tread part, and instead of having a PEX ring to hold the tube over this part, you can have one of these rings with vinyl tubing. Now again, this is not something that I've put that you can put on the main line because I don't think it's that trustable. But on a small diameter end of line type of thing, it's totally fine. It will hold and it allows to quickly reduce the diameter of the tubing that you use to bring it to the end. See, that's the difference between this is a tube adapter, so V-shaped here. Look at the PEX adapter. The PEX part is not V-shaped. It is rectangular and straight. So that's something that needs a PEX ring on it. That cannot handle a PEX ring. Or, you know, you can actually do it, but it's not made for this. What you need for this is a screwable clamp type of holders like this, normally. That is the push button valve that I've designed my water sword with. So simply a push will lead to a little opening to let water pass. And it's 1/4 diameter here. So that's where at the end of each of this, at each of the end here, you cannot come in with a tube and insert in the threaded part because the tube is not threaded. So that's where this kind of adapter becomes useful. You have a threaded part that you connect into the valve, and then you can connect directly a tube here. That's why that's exactly the kind of material we need an adapter for. And finally, one thing I've shown live, you've seen it in video, the motorized ball valve. This one, they call it HSH flow. I don't know what's the difference between HSH and J-Flow, but it seems to be similar companies or maybe even the same. Warg Washington says, JF, can you address the materials issue? Is this spec stuff made from something that will leach into the water? Yeah, so PEX has been rejected in America since the 80s and accepted in Europe. Initially, because the PEX was reacting to corrosion from chlorine. It seems that the new formulations of PEX do not suffer from this, which is why PEX has risen in the US too. The question of the does the PEX release microplastics into the water? I've not seen any evidence of this. I've not looked into it. I would have to Google it. My impression is this is solid tubing. I don't expect this to disintegrate. I'm personally satisfied that if I had a glass made of this, I would drink it and I would feel that it's very clean. If anything, it feels a little bit cleaner than, say, the microwave plastic pots that many people use. So to me, it's totally fine. Now, you might want to look into the research. I haven't. You have the problem of lead to consider on iron fittings or iron pipes, which is why iron fittings and pipe usually are used in the heating oil domain, not the water, drinkable water. So you're down to copper tubing. But by the way, copper tubing also unleashes metal particles in the water. So whatever you use, there's going to be some release. The important is that it's not at a poison level. So other than this, you are left with vinyl tubing, which to me seems, I mean, I would drink from this. You can see that it's clean. You can see that it's not disintegrating and it's clean in its transparency. Or you have the PEX tubing or the copper, but again, copper is known to release some amount of copper as it gets corrupted with rust across the years. The question is, if you don't detect it on a chemical test, then it's probably not dangerous for you. I have no evidence that PEX is anyhow dangerous. I will trust this technology with my life. Firestarter says, copper in water is better than plastic in water, I think. Copper isn't really a problem, though. Well, who knows? Who knows? I don't think we would know that much, you know. First, there is such a thing as copper toxicity. The known effects of copper are so your eye changes color. There's kind of a copper ring accumulating in your eye, and it's associated with various neurological issues. But I've never heard of someone attaining copper toxicity from merely having copper pipes in their home, and I wouldn't expect you to reach plastic toxicity with the PEX pipes. But if you're that kind of guy who would refuse to eat from a microwave plastic pot, maybe it's not for you, and maybe you want to go vinyl. Maybe you'll trust that plastic more, or maybe you'll go copper. Cosmic Nut says copper pipes works better in different temperatures like freeze. Well, certainly PEX is not anti-freeze, but when you're in very cold nations like ours, like in the North Pole here, copper or PEX, it's the positioning of your pipes that will determine if it freezes. So here in Canada, we position the pipes in strategic ways so that they are truly in the hot parts of the house. And we are very careful in the way we build houses to ensure that the pipes are in a place where humans will be also. So that whereas in hot countries, you can have the pipes tending toward the outside of the wall. Here, the pipes are all placed methodically inside the walls and on the inside part. So that's how you avoid freezing problems. That being said, copper is stiffer, and let's not forget that freezing will change the volume, will change the length of things, and it will change the length of PEX and copper. That being said, with copper, you have less malleability, whereas with PEX, it is anti-freeze damage. So it's not that it's going to keep the water from freezing, but it's not going to break from just freezing itself. So it's anti-freezing damage. All right, perhaps we can do a quick review of the news before we close the show, because I'm done with my course on pipes and plumbing. I've been extremely enjoying this work. It's one of the things that I've discovered in my life that I should have done before. Because when I was a PhD, I would do electrical connections, piping, that kind of stuff, but I would do it in the lab. When you realize that you can do it on your property and change your life with it, is absolutely wonderful. Raised Fist says, Jeff, when asked about the revolutionary phenotype, Philip Fabry's guest called you a violent conspiracy theorist from the far right. Gary Epi, ah oui, le gars d'extrême droite, c'est un complotiste violent. Hilarious. Okay, who was that guest? I don't know. I'm a violent complotist. Okay, a conspiracy theorist. What are the conspiracy theories that I've defended? Like, I've been covering so much stuff from the Ukraine war, to genetic editing, to COVID-19 stuff, the news, politics. There is not a single time in my life where I fell for a conspiracy theory later demonstrated to be false. I may have fallen for conspiracy theories later demonstrated to be true. So it sounds like this guy doesn't want to engage with with the point, if that's what he says. Silver Spider says, wow, JF, so violent. Only if words equals violence. Yeah, and what's this idea that I'm a violent guy? What acts of violence have I ever committed in my entire life? Individual, personal life, and business life, and internet life. Never committed a single act of violence. I mean, the way I squeeze these little PEX rings, perhaps it qualifies as violence because I'm kind of constraining my pex tubes to be submitted to my will, and I'm taking what could have been currents of water that go in every direction, and I'm concentrating it in one direction. I'm forcing it one way, my way or the highway. In a way, perhaps that's what he meant. Stone Dust Bear says, Jeff, how about shitting for Putin's wars? I've not been shitting for Putin's war. I have a duty as an intellectual to determine if something happens, is it in line with our interest? Is it out of line with our interest? And I've always given my my evaluation of this. By the way, Canada has just declared that Russia is committing a genocide in Ukraine. And what that means, I've been paying attention to this news, which happened about 2 days ago. I think that they're doing this so that I cannot be on the show and say I root for Putin. And so just know this going forward, that on the show when I covered the Ukraine war, and we'll go back to it, I will not say explicitly words like I'm rooting for Putin, or I will not say turns of phrases that would suggest that everything that Putin does in Ukraine is good. Because when the parliament in Canada declares this is genocide, then you have already existing laws about you cannot deny genocides, you cannot root for genocide. They're going to take these things and combine it together. And I think it's... I think it's their first step. They want to go after the media that would happen to be too Russian enthusiastic. And so just know that I will be, even if we're on Odyssey and we benefit from a much higher freedom of speech that we did on YouTube, I will be very careful in specifying what I mean when I talk about Russia and when I talk about some aspects of this war, of this military intervention, some aspects of it being rooted in justifications. You see, I'm going to pinpoint and I'm going to be very precise, because at this point it's not just YouTube censorship, it's not internet or losing your Twitter account. I think the government of Canada is trying to get me in jail. So we're gonna have to be careful. Stone Dust Bear says, Jeff, as much as I want to not die of war, I still would like you to continue your friendship with Putin. I will continue. I wouldn't say that I'm friends with Putin. I will continue covering the news concerning Putin. I will continue to believe what I've expressed before, which is that some aspects of this war are justified. Some special operations are justified, but you'll have to be careful with using words that are too broad, like saying everything is justified. You don't want to say this, not in Canada. White House says it would strongly support Finland and Sweden NATO membership. The Biden White House now appears to be going all in on the potential for Finland and Sweden seeking formal applications for NATO membership, despite Moscow's recent repeat warnings that such an action would immediately ratchet nuclear tensions in the Baltic region. Putin told them there would be consequences, but it's not clear what these consequences are. If these countries apply for NATO membership, will Putin just throw a nuclear bomb on Sweden or Finland? It seems a stretch. So perhaps the consequences would be economic. I don't know what Putin had in mind when he said this, but it seems that he didn't successfully intimidate these countries, and they will be seeking NATO membership. And of course, they will have it. Silver Spider says a super chat. Thank you so much. He says, hey, Jeff, will you do a video on your gardening? Sure, I'll be covering the gardening that I do during the summer. Already today, if you were there at the beginning of the show, I've shown my semis that are growing. I think I want to do two batches of semis this year, because with the automated watering, I'll have my full potential for maximal productivity, and I'd like to have even more plants than last year. So that's the plan. I will show you all of the progress as it happens here on the show. Oh, this is the stuff of nightmare. The new disinformation governance board is headed by this girl. I mean, this is something that will give you nightmares tonight. Wandering is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes some lies and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or a mainstream outlet. So disinformation's origins are slightly less atrocious. It's how you hide a little, hide a little lie. It's how you hide a little, hide a little lie. It's how you hide a little, hide a little lie. When Rudy Giuliani shared that intel from Ukraine, or when TikTok influencers say COVID can cause pain, they're laundering disinfo and we really should take note and not support their lies with our wallet, voice or vote. Oh, information laundering is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes some lies and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or a mainstream outlet. So disinformation's origin seems slightly less atrocious. It's not a joke. This is the girl that will be the head of the Disinformation Governance Board, the American government organization that is responsible to determine whether your speech is misinformation. I mean, you would make a fiction about 1984 and that kind of thing, and you'd have a girl sing like this in that fiction, and that would be scandalous. It would be like, oh my God, you're a terrible writer. This is so exaggerated. Like the typical big eyes together. Let's do this together. And the whole kind of circus-like tone of the song. And she's trying to pack in all of our messages about disinformation in our song. It's ridiculous. We live in a timeline that is just fucking me up. Number of illegal immigrants living in the U.S. rose by 1 million in Biden's first year. Well, the Democrats are doing exactly what they need to do. They are doing so for influencing the vote, and they know that illegal immigration is on their side if they can prop up the size of the states that are leftist. They will have more power and more control over the outcome of the federal election. So illegal migrants, they are extremely tolerant of them, because eventually they can become real migrants and vote for the Democrats. But even if they don't, they count in the head count of the population size of states, and therefore they count in the ultimate number of representatives you can have in the federal government. NATO jets intercept Russian fighters multiple times in Baltic and Black Sea regions. Multiple times over the past 4 days. Allied fighter jets on NATO duty scrambled multiple times over the past 4 days to track and intercept Russian aircraft over the Baltic Sea and the Black Sea. All interactions occurred in a safe and routine manner. Okay, this has been happening constantly, but in light of the current war, perhaps emotions are higher. Thomas Howard says, saves the live chat the need to conduct an early life investigation. Okay, you're talking about what kind of life did she lead before becoming a singer and a disinformation specialist? I don't know what kind of life leads to that state. Twitter, you failed. This will be our last news item tonight. Bill Maher blasts censorship, cites Hunter Biden email story. The argument to me is like, as Twitter failed in setting themselves up in the past as the judge of what can go out there, And I would say, yes, you have. You failed when you threw the New York Post off of Twitter for talking about Hunter Biden's emails, and it turned out that was a real story. You failed when you said we couldn't read whether COVID had come from a lab. You failed. But I think he misses the point. They didn't fail. They succeeded at doing what they wanted to do, which was shut down a story with the Hunter Biden laptop, shut down a story that at the time it was released was deranging for the potential of the vote of 2020. So I don't think Twitter cares that much about these things being exposed, but they chose the time at which they were going to be exposed. That's what the system has done. Elon Musk keeps tweeting. I keep having hope that Elon Musk will unleash freedom onto Twitter. What was that tweet here? Let's load it so that we can read it more properly. "2008, my fellow liberal, me, center, right. My fellow liberal, left, running toward the left in 2012. The conservative and the center guy are still at the same place, but now you have the woke progressive calling both bigot in 2021. Okay, that's an old meme. I've seen that before. Old meme. Okay, that's it for tonight, boys. We have Augustus Sol Invictus coming onto the show. Let me give you the date for this one because I'm excited. He told me that he would come on Thursday, the 5th of May. Augustus Sol Invictus, released from jail after being found not guilty. He's been detained for months. He's been persecuted by a judiciary process. He's been abandoned in jail with the hope of intimidation and basically keeping him from pursuing his political dreams. He's going to be live on the show on Thursday. Other than this, we'll do solo news shows this week, and I will continue my greenhouse activities and will keep you updated. Nicholas Petris says, "Jeff, did you see Ottawa today?" Ottawa? What happened in Ottawa? I'm just typing Ottawa. Ottawa police arrest at least 8 during the Rolling Thunder bike rally weekend. Okay, I've never heard of this. Ottawa police said they arrested at least one person in the downtown area Saturday on the second day of a biker rally in the Canadian capital, bringing the number of arrests associated with the event to at least 8 since Friday. Canadian news media, including CTV, reported hundreds of people. Organizers have been vague about the rally's goal, spreading as much peace, love, and patriotism to your fellow Canadians as possible. They don't even have a goal. It's just peace and love, and they get arrested. Well, what do you want? This is Canada. Keep plumbing, buy your pipe compound, buy your push-in fittings, and even if it's just for fun, get your saw, go to the nearest copper pipe you can find, and just chop it, and then replace it with PEX pipe, just for the fun. It's not going to cost much. You're going to have the fun of your life. Much love. See you all tomorrow.